This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Richard Pan is a calculated, malicious liar.
The Health Ranger Report.
He's the kind of liar who wants to keep the people of California ignorant as he's poisoning their children.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Let's say that you run an island. Like a Sim City scenario, there's a few thousand citizens on this island, and you are in charge. And your friend comes up to you and asks you, how are you going to run this island? Suppose you said to them the following, that, oh, I'm going to have a food industry that produces junk food that causes disease, and then I'm going to pay people all across the island to eat that food that causes disease so that they get cancer and diabetes. And then I'm going to have another industry that I'm also going to pay for to treat all of those diseases so that there's a big economy, a medical economy and a big food economy. And everybody's going to be sick all the time. And they're going to be on 10 or 15 medications all the time to treat all the symptoms of the disease caused by all the junk food that we're paying them to eat. If you said that to your friend would say, you're nuts. What are you talking about? Why would you run an island like that? Why would you run a Sim City like that? That makes no sense. Why would you pay people to eat food that causes disease so they have to get treated with expensive pharmaceutical and surgical treatments that are also paid by the government? Well, what if I told you that's exactly how the United States is being run today? Yes, indeed. It's called the Food Stamp Program. EBT. Yep. EBT cards, people who get the cards, and it's almost 50 million Americans now who are on EBT cards, they can walk into a Walmart or a grocery store or a convenience store, and they can buy, and they usually do buy, the most toxic, disease-causing junk foods and processed foods imaginable. And it's all paid for by the government. Yep. Used to be called food stamps because they were physical stamps. But now it's just an EBT card, just electronic card. And so people, I saw this recently. In fact, there was a young couple with two kids. They both looked obese and borderline diabetic, and they had a shopping cart full of the most toxic garbage grocery products imaginable. A lot of brand name stuff, you know, a lot of just processed, you know, white bread, sugary cereals, you know, cookies, soda, homogenized, pasteurized milk, all kinds of garbage, just the worst junk imaginable. And what do they ring it up with? EBT, food stamp credit. Like, why am I not surprised? Turns out that the poorest Americans, who tend to be the ones on food stamps, also make the worst nutritional decisions. You know, they're not informed about how to eat healthy. And they think that they're saving money on food by buying this really cheap junk food. In fact, it costs more to eat badly than to eat healthy. For example, you can buy bulk quinoa and bulk grains and even bulk flax seeds for less than it costs to buy all the processed sugary cereals, you know, by the ounce. So these people, they have the worst nutrition, they make the worst buying decisions, and yet they're given free money by the taxpayers via the food stamp program to keep on eating themselves to death so they get diseases that we have to pay to treat through Obamacare or other types of insurance policies. So my question to you is, what's wrong with that picture? Obviously, it's idiotic. Obviously, the food stamp program, if you're going to have it, it should be limited to things that don't promote disease. Right? Why would you run a government or a society where you're paying people to eat toxic foods that cause disease? That makes no sense at all. So the food stamp program needs to be limited to the things that are healthy, that are health enhancing, or that prevent disease. You never, ever, ever would want to pay your population to eat toxic junk foods that that give them disease and make them unhealthy. That makes no sense whatsoever. So, pretty simple, actually, when you think about it. What if the food stamp program just paid people to eat healthy foods? It seems like that would actually be a pretty decent investment that would prevent disease and prevent healthcare costs. And as a result, would lower the costs of healthcare in society. And if you're wondering why we won't do that as a society, it's because there's so much profit in sickness and disease. The drug companies run Washington. They have more lobbyists. The pharmaceutical companies have more lobbyists than any other industry. The sick care business is huge business. And thus, they don't want people to get healthy. So the junk food makers and the pharmaceutical manufacturers work hand in hand. The junk food people give you disease. I mean, the junk food companies give you disease. And then the pharmaceutical companies profit from claiming to treat the symptoms of that disease, even though they don't really treat anything. It's the biggest racket in the history of the world, economically. And even in human costs, it's a massive racket. And we are funding it. We, the taxpayers, are funding all of this, whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not. We are funding this nutritional insanity, this healthcare insanity. And it's being called by the Democrats, is being called compassionate. And if you try to make any cuts to the food stamp program to say, oh, you should limit it to healthy foods, they'll immediately start screaming, people are going to starve. Not going to starve. They're going to stop eating cancer. That sounds like a good idea. Anyway, think about it and share this with your friends. Thank you for listening. My name's Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. You're listening to healthrangerreport.com. If you want to learn even more about nutrition and good health, visit naturalnews.com, where we cover nutritional breakthroughs, scientific discoveries, the harm of medications and toxic vaccine ingredients as well. We cover all those topics almost every day. So check out naturalnews.com, and thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one, No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.